to listen to God. I've had this on my mind because I've had an experience recently that I would like for all of you to experience, and I would like to share that with you. So if you were here for graduation Wednesday, there was a little video, and on that there was a question, and I shared a mini synopsis about my experience with listening with God. So tonight I wanted to expand upon that and give you guys some pointers how to do that. Of course, it's not a guaranteed thing, but I think it is really helpful in making those strides and taking those steps. So how do I listen to God? Great question. Some of you maybe haven't heard anything, or maybe you have. There's been instances where you've had spiritual occasions where you have heard something and it felt like a one and done thing. However, that is not the case. God is actually always talking to us. There are things in life that get in the way, though. We have voices, negative voices that are always in our mind. So we have three ways to do that, to get those voices out of our head and to clear our mind and to listen to God. So step number one is remove the negative voices. Step number two is to humble yourself and ask clarifying questions. And number three, we have expand your biblical reading for greater understanding. So for our first point, Ephesians 4, verse 31 says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." So, of course, we are born in a sinful world. It's a very natural thing for us to think the way that we do. And we, all the evil things wants us to rely on undeserving worldly things. That is our human nature, unfortunately. So the corrupt voices try to block our connection and clarity with God. There are many things on this earth that are negatively affecting our lives. So, for starters, we must learn to distance ourselves from the bad stuff. So, what we do is that we must remove the negative voices. There are voices that convict us, guilt us, voices of fear, voices of shame and guilt, voices of deception, accusation. We need to quiet those voices. Even though that seems entirely impossible, here are some subpoints about that. What we must do is empower ourselves to turn to the sources of positive and biblical voices and people. Like coming on Sundays, being here on Wednesdays is perfect. Listening to worship music, really filling your life with a bunch of positive things and just getting your mind all into that stuff. That's very important. So what we also must do is shut off the voices that are like poison and tamper with our sound mind for God. For the second subpoint, we have use your imagination. There's no easy way to completely cut out the evil things of our life, so we have to focus. We have to focus and envision ourselves being in the presence of God. That adds a cloak of holiness and reminds us to keep the moment fully dedicated to God. And for the last subpoint is to remain persistent, keep in that cycle. We are creatures of habit, only for the things that we want to do, of course. For putting in our retainers, we don't do that very well. Can I get an amen? Yeah. So clearly there are things that we have to work on to keep that habit. And this is one of them. Of course, we can all relate in not reading the Bible as much as we should. So we must really churn, get those gears turning, and we must keep a steady and sincere effort to giving a part of our day to God. Keep an earnest relationship with Him. The more we stay consistent with this, the more the other steps will come along. For our second step, humble yourself. 1 Peter 5, verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you. So, as I said, next step is humble ourselves and ask clarifying questions. And what does that look like? God is a very special God because He's the only one who speaks. He has every single little detail and context that will ever be and that ever has. It is completely valid to ask God how we go about events in our life and struggles. He invites that. It's biblical that we talk to him like he's our best friend, and we should do that way more than we should. He is our Heavenly Father, so it is completely, completely natural to talk to him. When we receive an answer is another thing. God replies in mysterious ways, not in a secretive and secluded way, but he speaks in a way that will reveal God's love for us. It'll make us, his timing, his response cannot be delayed, but perfectly timed. That's something to really keep in mind. God doesn't respond if something isn't meant to be, and calls for us to adapt to the situation. Ever heard of the saying, silence speaks louder than words? Well, that goes for God too. And for our third point, expand upon your biblical reading for greater understanding. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Another scripture, Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Just from these two verses alone, we should be able to resort to the Bible to hear from God. It makes sense. It is from God, so we should read it to hear from God. Reading the Bible makes God's voice to us more discernible. Imagine it like a language. The more you read, the more you train your mind and study. I know that's a sickening word, especially as we're going into school. But if we study this, we're able to hear more of what God wants and says to us. We're building a literature that he's able to speak into our minds. So the more we know and memorize, the more God speaks through us. And I had an experience just like that, to where I had a chance to go to Auburn. And so I asked God a clarifying question. I said, God, what do you want me to know about going to Auburn? It's a very discussional question, right? So I heard in my mind, I heard the phrase from Matthew 16:24, take up your cross and follow me. And okay, sounds like a get up and go type thing. Get up and go to Auburn. So that's what I had in mind for so long. And so I took the steps necessary to do those things, and it all seemed to fall into place. So I kept going and kept going until half of the summer went by, and I thought I would have been Auburn already. So probably thinking that, oh, he'll answer later. Or, well, everything else has made sense. It'll fall into place eventually. There was one night to where I was really praying fervently, asking for a date, a time, a number to be in Auburn. And all I got was silence. So what does that mean? I didn't realize that until July 3rd, that his silence was a very evident no. And once I realized that, it was such an eye-opening experience, and I just couldn't believe it that God said no, even though it doesn't even make sense, or might even seem silly to some of you guys, that his silence meant no. But as soon as I realized that it meant a no, and he didn't answer my fervent prayers, I was awestruck. I was so happy to finally understand that God cared for me enough to that he gave me an answer. So God put on my heart to talk about this, and I want you to experience this very same feeling with three of these steps that I found to help myself do that. So for this next slide is just a summary, very notable points. It is to train to easily be in God's presence by keeping in a sincere effort in biblical activities. Also, humble ourselves to by asking questions. God, what do you want me to know about blank? Just like I had. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but it felt like it worked. So another question, what will you teach me today? Very eye-opening questions that you want to ask God, that you want him to be a part of, because God needs to be a part of our lives all the time, if I'm being honest. And that's something that we don't do enough. So I wanted to speak on that. Further, we must spread our relationship with God by reading the Bible, because that is how you are able to hear more from God. It's obvious, of course. But I just wanted to share that with you guys because it really worked for me. And the more we go through life, the more things get harder. And sometimes we need more than just people around us to give us their thoughts. We need our Heavenly Father to give us his guidance. We need to follow him. And that's about it. And if you would, I would like to pray over you guys, and we can try to use some of these points and see what might happen. And if we just keep consistently using these points, something will surely happen. I'm positive of it. So if you will, please pray with me. Lord, thank you for this opportunity I have to speak to these people. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. Lord, I pray for every single one of these people, and that they will turn to you and ask clarifying questions, and that they will learn from what you have to say to them, and that they will be patient, and that they will trust that your time is perfect. Please give us the fruit of the Spirit of patience, and that we will soon understand that everything will come to be or not. Lord, you are a perfect God, and you are special because you're the only God who speaks. Lord, I pray over every single one of these people that they are beautiful in your eyes, and that they will keep in mind of that. Lord, we ask questions. We ask questions of clarity, and that you will answer. Lord, what do you want to know about this next step in life? And we thank you for everything you've done for us and sending your son down to die on the cross for us. Amen.